As listeners know, I volunteer with Citizens Advice. One of the most common areas of inquiry we deal with is employment. This month, Chiara Saunders of Leiston, Saxmundham and District Citizens Advice offers information about statutory employment and pay rights. Tony Stimson will advise on what you are entitled to.
As you know, or you should know, your statutory employment and pay rights. Is your employer on the ball? This is particularly so if you've been employed by the same company for a while. It's worth checking if your employment contract reflects your statutory rights, as these can change over time. Statutory employment rights are those set out by Parliament, and you are legally entitled to enjoy these rights regardless of what your employment contract says. Here we look at holiday entitlement, minimum wage, agency workers, and the universal credit taper rate. Almost all workers are legally entitled to 5.6 weeks holiday pay every year. This is known as statutory leave entitlement. This includes agency workers, workers with irregular hours, and those on zero-hour contracts. Even if you only work a few hours a week, you are entitled to some holiday pay. An employer has the choice of whether or not to include bank holidays as part of the statutory leave. There is a tool to work out how much statutory leave you're entitled to, www.gov.uk/calculate-your-holiday-entitlement. What's the difference between the national minimum wage and the national living wage? It's about your age. Since April 2021, workers over 23 years of age should be paid the national living wage. Before, then you had to be 25. Any worker under 23 should be paid the national minimum wage. Apprentices are entitled to the national minimum wage for their age if they are at least 19 and have completed the first year of their apprenticeship. The minimum wage rates are different according to your age. For example, the current national living wage for workers 23 and older is £8.91 per hour, and this has increased to £9.50 per hour from April 2022. There are some types of work that are not covered by the minimum wage, but most workers are, including those working irregular hours, casual workers, and those on a zero-hour contract. Check if you are getting the correct minimum wage by using the calculator www.gov.uk/am-i-getting-minimum-wage. For more information on the minimum wage and what to do if you're being underpaid, see www.acas.org.uk/pay-and-wages. Are you an agency worker? Were you aware that from April 2020, after 12 weeks of an agency contract, you must be paid at the same rate as an employee doing the same job by the employer? Be aware, agencies can still pay a retaining fee if you are between contracts. Are you working and receiving universal credit or thinking about getting a job? The autumn budget announcement has brought in some changes that will enable you to keep more of the money you earn while receiving universal credit. The budget introduced a change in the taper rate. The taper is now reduced from 63 pence to 55 pence. The taper is the amount universal credit takes away from every pound you earn above your work allowance. Claimants will now be able to keep an extra 8 pence for every £1 earned. If you would like to see what effect the taper rate has on your income, then you can use the benefit calculator at entitledto.co.uk to help you work this out. Do remember, this is an estimate of what you are entitled to. It is not a guarantee.
Thank you, Tony.